This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, how's it going there, Jim?
And in studio with us, we have Corky Aiken, the Director of Operations here at Catholic Radio Indy.
Hello, everybody.
And on the phone, we have Bob Typen, and we'll tell you just why we have Bob here in just a moment. But first, we've got a big event coming up. We want to give you the date, time, place, how to register, and encourage you to register right away.
Yes. Well, we are celebrating our big 20th anniversary of Catholic Radio Indy, and we're having a big anniversary dinner event. It's the Real Presence Dinner. It's on Sunday, February 25th in downtown Indianapolis at the Biltwell. It is a really super cool new venue downtown, real close to Lucas Oil Stadium.
I'll bet there'll be a lot of people that want to go just to see that.
Oh yeah, it's super cool. And our keynote speaker is Dr. David Anders, who is an EWTN host of Call to Communion. We've had him here in the studio ourselves, and he's on every day at, I believe, 2 to 3 right on this channel. Mm-hmm. But it's just super awesome, and it's hard to believe. It's been 20 years, Jim.
Absolutely. Boy, it has been a long, long time, and for people who have visited us physically, they know that originally we were over in the northwest corner of town in the pyramids over there. We're now kind of on the northeast corner of town over in the Castleton area at our new studios, which really aren't so new anymore because we've been here for 10 years.
Latest.
But being that we're looking at our 20th anniversary, we wanted to go back and look at 20 years ago, and actually Catholic Radio started. That's when we signed on, was 20 years ago, but the getting a station took longer than 20 years, and it all started with our guest on the phone today, Bob Typen, and Bob is in sunny Florida, but we'll forgive you for that, but he's going to be here for our dinner, and Bob, tell us about the earliest time. I mean, where did you get the idea that maybe Indy needed a Catholic radio station?
Well, it basically goes back to really quite some time. I'd gone to a retreat. I remember going to a specific retreat that's probably now 35 years ago or so, 40 years ago. And I remember at the time we were asked to meditate and we know what we can do for the church. And we had a prior time of silence and before the Blessed Sacrament. And I remember coming walking away from that session thinking, you know, I think the Lord's calling me to do something, and it's something pretty big. But it also, I got the message that it may not be right away. You basically be patient, be prepared. And, fast forward that, I had a couple promptings over the years that maybe this was something, but nothing really took root. Until it was in December of 1998, I went to a retreat at Fatima Retreat House. And we had a very similar situation come about. The priest was Father Tom Forrest. He was leading the retreat, and he kept talking about evangelizing. I mean, evangelize now. That was the message that kept ringing in my ear. And I remember it very vividly, to the point of thinking, all right, that's great. What does that mean? How do I go about doing this? And my vision of evangelization was somebody standing out on a street corner talking to people with holding a Bible open.
That's one way.
That's one way. And the irony of that is I actually saw that one time. I was in San Antonio, Texas. There's a little park right across from the Alamo. And I remember this nice little park there, and there was a man standing literally on a milk crate. He had a Bible, and he was preaching to the people around, whoever would listen. And I looked around, and all I saw were drunks and pigeons. And I thought, well, I don't think that's what the Lord's calling me to do. But it was within the week after that, I did read an article in the National Catholic Register about Catholic Radio out in the West Coast. a fellow, I think it was Phil Lanahan was his name, was the fellow that was working with Doug Sherman and had a station going, had this article, and I thought, well, that's rather intriguing.
So yeah, and they sure make it sound easy, don't they? If you'd like to get a radio station, well, just get a radio station and put some Catholic programming on it. They make it sound pretty easy.
They made it sound real easy. When I called him, he said, well, you know what? You're east of the Mississippi. There's a fellow here that kind of is helping people on the East Coast. His name was Paul Denise in Jacksonville, Florida. And he said, maybe you ought to talk to Paul about that since he's closer to you, physically closer. I thought, okay. I thought that was kind of cool because, as it turned out, I was going to spend, right after Christmas, I was going to go down to South Florida and spend a week down there before my busy season started. And I thought, well, this is perfect. I'll drive down 75. Jacksonville is only about 60 miles off that, and I can be with Paul. And that's what I did. And I had a nice conversation. I had a dinner with he and his wife, and he told me about their history and everything. And we found it very informative. He showed me the studio and all that. And he gave me a couple pieces of advice. He said, first of all, he says, don't plan on getting any money from your bishop. He said, that's not likely to happen. His second was, just go out and talk to people and spread the word wherever you can and try to get your own station and talk to them, the people at EWTN. And I did. And I got on their website. It talked about how easy it is to get Catholic radio. I found out that's not exactly the way it works. It wasn't easy because it took 5 years before we actually acquired a station and were able to get on the air on Ash Wednesday of that 2004. So what had happened in the meantime is I'd made inquiries of different people as to what might be available. And I was told by some people that I was nuts for looking at this because we wouldn't be on the air. They give us 6 months to be on the air or something like that. Well, now we've been on the air 20 years. So obviously we beat that, the odds on that one. But one of the things that really intrigued me was the fact that everyone that was in Catholic radio at that time came from non-traditional sources. In other words, they were not radio pros. The radio pros basically wouldn't touch it. They're the ones who told me I was nuts. The people that did not have radio backgrounds, they came with variety. One was a home builder. I think one was an electrician. One was a software engineer. Just a variety of backgrounds. I'm the CPA. We come from different backgrounds, and basically we didn't know it couldn't be done. And that was the premise of which I found very intriguing. That it was the work of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's the whole idea, was that it was the Holy Spirit prompting me and others to get involved in their communities. EWTN, through Mother Angelica, provided a means that we'd have the programming. Programming is quite expensive. It's something that an individual radio station simply couldn't bear the cost of putting 24 hours of programming on the air. It's just it's a massive task.
Sure.
Well, Mother Angelica provided that to all of the affiliates free of charge. And
Bob, if it wasn't for you putting your faith in action, really taking that message of Evangelize Now from Father Tom Forrest at that retreat all those years ago, we wouldn't be here. And it's got to just be amazing. It's really, Jim's been here the whole time. I was here kind of in the beginning and then took like a 10-year hiatus and then came back. It's been about 6 years now. But it's just been one miracle after the next, really.
And Bob not only found the station that were our original one, 89.1 FM, and was able to negotiate an arrangement whereby we could kind of buy it with a dollar down and a dollar a week, so to speak, except for the dollar a week was $20,000 a month. And at that time, okay, we had a station, but we didn't have any listeners. We didn't have any underwriters. We didn't have any donors, but we had a station. And fortunately, Bob and family was able to help us financially big time until we got things rolling and finally started to move on. Well, Bob, we're looking forward to seeing you at the dinner and appreciate all your comments this morning. And we're going to do a program on the whole history of Catholic radio here in Indianapolis at another time, and we'll get back with you then. All right?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, well, thanks Bob. Appreciate talking to you.
Alrighty.
Bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Well, that was great. That was great to hear a little bit of the history of Catholic radio there from Bob Typen, our founder, who really put his faith in action. It's just I've reflected on that story many times, and you know, kind of looking forward, we have this huge event to really celebrate this. It's going to be on. It's February 25th.
February 25th, Sunday.
Yes.
And I just want to interject. We are holding the event from 3 p.m. until 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Because the sun doesn't set until 6:30. And I know that at my age, trying to drive away from a place like that at night would be a little discouraging. So we're trying to hold this during the daylight hours. So if you're thinking, well, I don't want to go to a dinner downtown, it's going to be dark when we get out. That is not the case.
And why that particular date? We've always had them on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night. Or
there's a plaque in our lobby here that says something to the effect of opening day or first broadcast or first ions shot through the transmitter or something, February 25th, 2004.
Wow. So it's actually the 20th anniversary.
To the day.
To the day.
A real day.
And it just happened to fall on a Sunday for us.
And what's also really cool, and we'll get into some more about the event, but we started out with one station.
One station, and then no... Long time ago, we put Noblesville on the air, and we were very fortunate. That was a competitive situation where I think 7 or 8 people all applied for that, and the FCC had a process to determine who would be the, what they felt would be the best licensee for the station there, and Catholic Radio turned out to be the winner in that particular case. And then we had an opportunity to move to Anderson 3 or 4 years ago, which we did. And a couple of years ago to Franklin, which we did, and Lafayette most recently, which we have done. So we now are in 5 separate locations all around the state, the central part of the state of Indiana. And, of course, we could not do that without the support of listeners and also a lot of blessings from above.
And I also want to mention the Criterion did a really big story on the January 12th issue of the Criterion, which is the Archdiocesan newspaper. On like the page 3, there's an insert of our map of our coverage area.
Our footprint.
And it's really huge. It's a
We're
big...
the toes.
It is. It's a big 5 blob foot. It looks like a very large bear or lion is standing right on top of central Indiana.
And what's cool about this is that we're really expanding our reach to probably about 2 million people now that can hear us now. We're way down south. We're up in Lafayette. We've gotten a big boost on the west side of Indianapolis, which, you know, it was like, I think 1,000 watts, and I think it's like 5,000 watts, which is a big expansion.
Sure.
I know a lot more about radio than I ever thought I would. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you all about the event, and we want you to join us to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Joe Lustig, and I have the privilege to be the MC at this year's Real Presence Catholic Radio Indy Dinner. It'll be a bigger event than ever because we'll be celebrating 20 years of bringing Christ to people all over central Indiana. Mark your calendar. The date is Sunday, February 25th at 3 p.m. at the Biltwell Center in Indianapolis. Please plan on coming. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Register now online at catholicradioindy.org. See you there.
A place where God's message is heard, where His love is demonstrated, and His grace discovered. Listen and experience hope wherever you are in life. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ear. Corky Aiken is in the studio with me, along with my co-host Jim Ganley, and we're talking about the 20th anniversary of Catholic Radio Indy, which actually the official date of that is Sunday, February 25th, which is also our big anniversary dinner event called the Real Presence Dinner of 2024, and we really want you to come out, and I want to tell you right now, before we get into any more of the show, how to register. You can go to CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and there's a red banner. It's in the top left corner. It's the 2024 Real Presence Dinner and Celebration. Just click that. You can go in there and register and really bring your Christ Renews team, you know?
Bring your Knights of Columbus group.
Yep. Yeah.
Your mom's group, your dad's group.
Sure. And that's the neat part. We do have tables of 10. as most functions do. But in this case, all we need is your name.
Right.
So if you have a table of 10, then your name is all we need. And then when you show up on the easels, as you often see at a wedding reception, mm-hmm. there will be the Smith table of 10. And then that's you. And okay. so you and your guests, and you, hey, here we're at table of 94. Okay. And so we're making this as easy and efficient as we possibly can, so that there's no deterrence to people who want to participate and come down and help us celebrate 20 years of evangelizing on the radio here in Indianapolis.
Absolutely. The easiest way, as we've mentioned, is Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org. And there's a click on a place for the
top
dinner
left.
And
mm-hmm.
yep.
kind of in the top left there. And if you're not computer savvy, oh, yes, we still have a telephone here. Yes, we.
What's
yes,
that number, Jim?
Yes, we do. It's 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. And of course, you can call us, and we're happy to
walk you through it.
All about it.
Yep.
And, you know, take credit card information or tell you where to mail a check or anything like that.
Yeah.
We want you at the dinner, and we don't want there to be any stumbling block, anything to keep you. So we're going to make it as easy as we can. So CatholicRadioIndy.org or 317-870-8400.
And I got to tell you just something real quick as I've been reflecting on this event and just this, you know, the past 20 years of Catholic Radio Indy. We did a recent survey of our listeners, and one of the things that our listeners said that was so important about Catholic Radio Indy is that they just value having a Catholic voice mm-hmm. in our secular world, and that, you know, the fact that the Lord and really all of you as listeners and underwriters and businesses have really, through the Holy Spirit, have allowed us to be on the air to really bring light in the darkness. And really, we're all about bringing souls to Jesus.
Well, the secular media, anytime
they've word, gone south a little.
Well, a lot. But
they're swimming with the penguins right now.
Anytime the secular media hears the word Catholic or Pope or Vatican, boy, they're going to make a story out of it, whether there's one there or not.
And it's usually going to be inaccurate and mean.
That's yeah,
right.
exactly.
And you're going to tune to Catholic radio the next day and say, well, that isn't what I heard on
sure.
XYZ.
And that is the importance of Catholic Radio Indy, is that if you want to hear the truth about the church, and you want to hear the truth, just the truth, which sets you free, Catholic Radio Indy is the voice in Central Indiana for that. And so, not to belabor the point, but, you know, none of the stuff we do is cost-free.
Absolutely.
So we're holding this event mm-hmm. to help evangelize to the city, to help spread the word of who we are and what we do, and to bring our people together to enthusiastically regenerate some energy here. Mm-hmm. I hate the word synergy because that just means everybody doing the same thing. So we're going to have synergistic eating and drinking and and events on February 25th from 3 to 6 o'clock down at the Biltwell.
Well, yeah, one thing we've always heard at our dinners is the dinners, I mean, there's dinners all year long
right.
for a lot of good causes, and you go to as many of them as you can because they are all good causes. But people who do go to a number of those dinners say that they really enjoy coming to our dinner because it's more like a family reunion. There's a lot of folks they know. There's a lot of socializing going on, and it's just a fun event. And if you've ever been to one of our events, please come to this one. If you haven't, here's a chance to get your toe in the water, so to speak, and we really need to have you there.
Yeah, I mean, these events are a blast. We have Dr. David Anders, who's mm-hmm. going to be the speaker. He's going to be absolutely awesome. Go ahead and, Corky, give us a load.
Dr. David Anders did yeah. his program from this studio, the very studio where
yep,
we're sitting.
Just a few months ago.
Yeah, and
yeah,
he did the whole week, Monday yep. through Friday, right from this studio.
And he is, when you speak to him just as a person to person, he is very dry. And he says things that 3 hours later you realize were hysterical. But it just takes you that long to process it because he is such an incredible genius. It's like, wait a minute, that was really funny. So the fact that he'll be at the dinner in person is going to be a real treat for those who attend and listen to him and get to meet him and shake his hand and talk about what he does. And you can try to stump him.
Yeah, I was going to say that the different times as you're listening to his program, you can hear a listener who has cleverly crafted a question with all kinds of little twists and turns to it, and Dr. Anders never... Nope. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Hey, thanks for asking that, because it gives me a chance to tell you about this and this and this. Yep. And oh, just, okay. It all kind of falls into place and say, that was a silly question.
Yeah. He uses every club in the bag, I guess.
So we have a little cocktail hour. It's really going to be kind of a quick afternoon, but it's going to be a blast. We have an auction. We have a dinner. We have speakers, and we have a lot of religious and priests, and I'm sure bishops will. The Archbishop will be there, I'm guessing.
Hope so.
Yep. And it's just a really awesome Catholic event. But give us some, Corky, tell us a little bit about the auction items that we have.
Because every year, and at dinners like this, there are auction items where people bid on, mm-hmm. and they are graciously donated by supporters. In the past, we've had vacations to Florida, and we may still have a few of those because this is still a few weeks off. And if you have any ideas, if anybody would like to donate something to help us out, please give us a call, 317-870-8400. But right now, we've got things like Monsignor Schadel of St. Luke Parish has a dinner for six at Meridian Hills Country Club.
Oh, wow.
And if you know Monsignor Schadel, that's going to be an absolute hoot.
It will be.
He's a blast.
He is unbelievable. We have an Indy 500 race car experience at the Speedway where you get to ride around the track a couple of times in one of those two-seaters at 190 million miles an hour. We've got a weekend at the Storion in Brown County. We've got a weekend retreat at St. Meinrad's. In fact, I think we have a few of those. Michael and Lisa Patchner of the Zionsville Covenant Hill Farm, it's a beautiful property out there north of Zionsville. It's this idyllic little oasis out there in the middle of suburbia, and they would host a barbecue for 12.
Wow.
So if you're
that's a new one, that'll be great.
Yeah, and Doctors Lisa and Michael are very much into getting God's blessings from the earth and turning them into foods and medicines, and they're not... they don't shake beads and wave chickens, but they just understand God's blessings very, very deeply and are just wonderful to talk about and converse with about these kind of things. So that's an overview of the kind of auction item we're looking for and the kind of things we're having. And we're also going to be giving a couple of awards away.
And two of them this year. We started, maybe 3-4 years ago, something we called the Bishop Fulton J. Sheen Evangelist of the Year Award, and on our very first year that we did it, just happened to be COVID. So we had this great award all made up and going to present it at the dinner that wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a little ceremony here in the studio and gave our first Evangelist of the Year Award to Father Guy Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we just couldn't come up with one deserving person. So we came up with two, and they're both super, super people. I'll bet you a lot of people listening know one or both of them. The Fulton Sheen Evangelist of the Year Awards this year are going to be going to Deacon Ron Peru from Saints Francis and Clare on the far south side of Indy there. Deacon Ron has been a deacon for a long, long time, and anybody familiar with the diaconate knows Deacon Ron. And from the north side, Deacon Paul Lunsford from Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And yes, that's the Paul Lunsford that was associated with Guerin Catholic High School for a long time and a whole bunch of other Catholic things beyond that. But that's who we're talking about, Deacon Paul Lunsford from Our Lady of Mount Carmel and Deacon Ron Peru from Saints Francis and Clare on the south side there. Both of them are going to be getting the award. If you know either one of them, please come and support them and congratulate them. They certainly have earned the award, and we're more than happy to give it to them.
Yeah, and Corky, talk about the event, because I know you scouted it out and picked it, and I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's a tremendous venue. I had heard of it in passing from somebody who had a wedding reception there. And since we have inaugurated our Southside signal down there in Trafalgar and brought in basically doubling our entire footprint, we knew that having a dinner on the north side was going to be difficult to bring everybody to. So we thought, let's just head downtown. And so I showed up at this place. It's an old warehouse built in 1922. And whoever put it together, whoever refurbished it, did an absolutely stellar job.
It's a stunning place. It really is.
I mean, it is top notch.
I'm excited just to go to the venue itself.
Anybody who lives up on the north side or Carmel goes to the Ritz-Charles, it's every bit as nice, although it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
It is every bit as nice as the Ritz-Charles, as far as the facility is concerned.
And if anyone's concerned about parking downtown or just going downtown in general, they have all kinds of security there.
That's right. They have it is a dedicated parking lot right there at the venue. You don't have to park and walk. You don't have to park and shuttle. You park right there by the building. They put security there for every event they have. It is part of the package. And again, since we're going from 3 to 6, it will be light when the event is over. So you'll still be leaving in daylight. And so security is there. They have drive-bys from the IMPD on a regular basis just because they are such an impressive venue right there at that near downtown location. You can see Lucas Oil from the patio of this place. It's just a wonderful spot to have a gathering of any sort. And we are very blessed to be able to have our 20th anniversary dinner down there at the Biltwell.
Well, we want you to come out and celebrate with us, join in the fun. And we sometimes we've had music there too, right before the dinner starts.
We will again.
So we have a little bit of music happening too, and it's just going to be such a great event. It's going to be coming up here just around the corner. It's going to be Sunday, February 25th at the Biltwell downtown. Our keynote speaker is Dr. David Anders, the EWTN host of Call to Communion. He'll be great. And you can register. How do you register again?
You go to the website www.catholicradioindy.org and you go look for the Real Presence 2024 dinner link, and you drop down and you have a registration page that you can fill out. We also have a sponsorship page.
Yeah.
If somebody would like to sponsor the event and get their name in a program up on a wall talked about, we have all kinds of levels there too. So if you can't attend but you'd still like to help, be a sponsor.
And sponsorships are very, very important.
Extremely.
At any kind of an event, no matter what you're charging for dinner, the dinner itself generates very little actual cash for the charity involved, and it's the sponsorships and the auctions and the donations made that night are where the benefit comes to Catholic Radio Indy.
And Catholic Radio Indy really is your channel. We wouldn't be here without you, your love, your support, your prayers. So come join us. We'll have a great time. I'm really super looking forward to it. And help us build a culture of life and bring more souls to heaven. So take care. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from catholicradioindy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid, that's B-R-I-G-I-D, Brigid at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.